Hey, this is September 9th, and don't play that game.
Good evening. I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses, you changelings, if you want to put it that way. I hope everyone is letting this sink into their thinking, into their consciousness, into their knowingness, that you truly are gods in the making, that you are one with this thing called God. A very essential tenet in this teaching is to know that you are one with this thing called God, because this is a teaching of unity, not dualism. The world teaches dualism. It teaches yes and no, good and bad, up and down, back and forth. This teaching teaches unity, that there is only one. There's only one mind, one life, one power, one intelligence. And that is the life, power, wisdom, and intelligence of this thing that we call God. And that you are some part of that. So therefore, this life that we call God is running through you right here and right now. And if you're into this teaching for very long, you must realize that you can use the mind of God. There is no other mind to use. There's not your mind and my mind. There's an individualized expression of the mind of God, and we're each individualized expressions of the mind of God. So if you can remember that when you're having difficulty with your thinking, having difficulty with your life, that you can say, I am using the mind of God, then you will get a clearer idea of the situation that you are in. And you can ask for a clear vision. You can ask this thing, if you're one with it, okay, what's going on here? I want to see this differently. I want an answer to this problem. I want an answer to this situation. So the whole idea is to learn to think God thoughts after it. Meaning, how would God act in this situation? There are many books out there. It's not called How Would God Act. The books are called What Would Buddha Do? There's at least three of those books. What would Buddha do with love situations? What would Buddha do with this? What would Buddha do with that? So you can say to yourself, if you're in any type of a situation, how would God handle this? Because God is going to be handling it. There's no other thing. You're not really handling anything. It's always going to be the Father within that doeth the work. And if you can remember that, that there's some power inside of you that is greater than you are, but you are encompassed within that, it makes life so much easier. It makes life so much easier that you realize that you're not alone. You're not standing out here by yourself. I gave you an affirmation, two of them, months ago. And the one was, I am the full expression of God. And the other one is, I am being taken care of. You have to realize that you are being taken care of. And in many, in all life situations, you've come through things. And if you look back into the past, you can realize, my, something was taking care of me. I made it through that. This is financial bad times, relationship bad times, during wars, all that kind of stuff. Something is taking care of you. And if you realize that right here and right now, that you are being taken care of, your life will change. It has nothing to do with the situation that you're in or the situation that the world's in. Right now, a lot of people don't feel they're being taken care of because of this economical situation that the world has put itself in. Do not worry about the economic situation. That has nothing to do with you whatsoever. It's completely man-made. There's no economical strife or strain in the mind of God. So when we realize that, we can move up to what we call a higher level of thinking, and we can move up to what we call spiritual economics and realize that we are the people who are putting the value on everything. It is our mind that is doing it all. So don't play that game that the world is playing right now, that game of lack and limitation, and that things are hard. Remember that you live in a universe that is abundant, that is prosperous, and you are one with that abundance and one with that prosperity. So you change your thinking so that you're not living in an atmosphere of lack and limitation. You're living in an atmosphere of prosperity and abundance. Now, with that said, I want to ask Andy, what are the three things you're supposed to know, Andy?
I can do all things through God who strengthens me. But
you may read them.
All things are possible with God. You can do this and more. It is always done unto you as you believe.
Okay. Do you remember those from a way back? Read them to the people again, Anthony.
All things are possible with God. You can do this and more. It is always done unto you as you believe.
Yes. These are the three main things to remember about yourself so that you don't fall into playing the game that the world is playing right now. If you always remember that all things are possible with God, regardless of what the appearance is out there, all things are possible with God. Then, if you believe in this teaching that this man, Jesus, taught, he said, you can do this and more. If I can do it, you can do it. But the world used him not as an example, but as an exception. And they keep wanting everyone to think that he was the only person that would ever be able to do that. Now, that's almost 2,500 years ago. Surely there's somebody else that's able to do those things. So you must start to think that for your own self. If he could do it, I can do it. Because this thing that we call God never shows favorites. Never shows favorites. So, if Jesus was able to do it, you have to be able to do it also. And then the third one, the biggest one, is it's always done unto you as you believe. So when you're treating for anything, you have to change your belief system to match what you are saying. So if you're treating for money, but your thoughts on lack and limitation, it just cancels the thing out. It just cancels it out. So here again, don't judge by appearances. Realize that you live in a universe that is totally abundant and totally prosperous, and that you are part of that. So it's that whole idea. Always, we must change our minds about things. And we must keep our minds changed. We must not buy into the game that the world is playing. Don't play that game. The world teaches lack and limitation. It teaches failure. It does not teach success. The world, as we have it today, and as we've had it for the longest time, is always more interested in economics than in spirituality. Always. Because the world thinks that you constantly have to be making money, that you constantly have to be buying and selling to keep this whole world moving. That's why we have that expression, money makes the world go round. With or without money, the world is going to go around. Money has nothing to do with that, but we place so much value on money that we think that we absolutely have to have money. So how do you get over that? The idea of money. You make money a source, and money can never be a source of anything. It has no value whatsoever except the value you place on it. I have many, many things in my home, and people come in and say, oh, those things must be worth a fortune. They're only worth what somebody will pay me for them. They may look very expensive. I may have paid more money than I should have for them. But the fact remains that something is only worth what somebody will pay for it. So if I think that something's worth $1,000 in my home and somebody says, I'll give you $10 for it, that's all. If I want to sell it, then I have to take the $10. So we're the ones who put value on. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The world wants to put value and wants to say something is worth something, and you think, oh yes, that new Mercedes is worth $50,000. You have no idea that that's just an arbitrary figure that somebody put on that, and you're willing to pay it. You can make all kinds of deals. Money, the value of money, is the idea behind it that you give it, the value that you give it. That's why a dollar can buy a great deal of things if you remember that it's worth more than a dollar, the paper piece itself. So when I look at money, I always think, that's a great deal of money, regardless of what it is. It's a great deal of money. So with that said, Andy, with you, give this to Christine, and then she can pass it on. I'll write this up.
I am enough, I have enough, and I do. I am enough, I have enough, I do.
I am enough, I have enough, and I do enough.
I am enough.
I am enough, have enough, and do enough. Why is that so important? Because the world will always teach you that you are not enough, that you do not have enough. You're saying, because it wants you to keep going. It's the ego mind. The ego mind is never going to tell you that you have enough, that you do enough, or that you are enough. It's always going to tell you that you're less than. So stop playing that game. Stop playing the game of the ego mind and say to yourself, I do have enough. Because you do. We all have enough. The world wants to tell us that we don't. Why? Because it wants to sell you something all the time. It always wants to keep you going for something so that you're always spinning, so that you are not a human being, that you're going to become a human doing. And it's never going to make you happy, because it doesn't matter how much you get. Your ego mind is going to tell you that you need more. Now, I'll tell you a cute story about that. People want a bigger home. They get the bigger home. And they think, now I'm absolutely satisfied with this bigger home. And then they invite people in to see their big home. But they invite people in that have smaller homes so that they can impress the people that their home is bigger. But after they're there for a while, then they decide, oh my goodness, this house is gorgeous, but the car doesn't fit. Now I need a bigger car to go with my bigger house. So then they get the bigger house. Then they look around and they say, guess what? My wife doesn't go with this house. I'll have to get a new wife to go with the house. So then they go out and they try to find a house, or try to find a wife. And they settle for a trophy wife. And what do you think the trophy wife's after? She's after the house. So you see, you can never satisfy the mind. You can never satisfy the ego mind. It will always keep your nose to the grindstone. It will always tell you that you are not enough, that you do not have enough, and that you do not do enough. So you have to change that in your thinking and know that you do have enough, that you are enough, and that you have enough. Did you see the difference there? Because the world is not going to tell you that. It's going to keep you spinning. It's always going to keep you spinning. And especially Western people in the Western world. You know, when the people landed here in America, there were Indians who lived here for thousands and thousands of years. And they, well, if you ask them, they would tell you, I am enough, I have enough, and I do enough. And they survived for thousands of years here. They never moved one item on this continent. But when the white people came from Europe, they had to change everything because they are ego-driven. They are ego-driven. And we buy into that and we live in that consciousness. We become conditioned to wanting more and doing more. We are conditioned that we have to set goals. Now, when I say these different things, it does not mean that you shouldn't do these things. It means, what value are you placing on them? You see, it's all right to have a goal, but the goal is not the end-all, be-all. To have tons of money is not the end-all, be-all in your life. Remember, anything that you do on this plane of action, any form that you are able to manifest on this plane of action, you cannot take with you. You will not leave this plane of action with any of the trappings that you think are so important. That's why that little bumper sticker that says, he who has the most toys wins. See? And that's what we think. Oh, if I have more, then I've won the game. Don't play that game. Don't play that game to yourself. Give yourself a break. Start to love yourself. Start to do those things instead of out there trying to find more money, trying to find more relationships and so forth. Start to have a wonderful relationship with yourself. It's always going to start, remember, with you. Life is an inside job, and it's going to start with you. So don't become a puppet of your conditioning, and don't become a puppet of society and what's going on in the world. I must imitate everybody else. Now, where do we get most of these ideas? As I said before, no one really knows how human beings are supposed to behave. We imitate what we have seen, and we imitate what's going on around us, and we blend in and we start to behave. If people can remember all the fads in their life. Remember when everyone had to wear miniskirts? That was the biggest thing. But before that, dresses had to be lower and lower and lower. Remember, it was sinful for a woman at one time to show her ankle because that apparently turned men on. Now you see ankles all over the place. So it's all conditioning. So what I am trying to say here is learn to think for yourself and learn to think differently about yourself. Don't fall for all that. You see perfectly well that this world, what it has become and what it is teaching and the game it is playing, the more that you have, the more worried you are about it. I have never in my life seen so many commercials on television now to insure things, that everything has to be insured. You see? If that gives you peace of mind, then insure the things that you have. But don't play that game. The more I get, the more insurance I need. Now I have to insure this. Now I have to insure that. It's just a great big economical circle that you get yourself caught up in. And you have to make more money to buy more things, to insure more things. And what is it doing to the people? Are you sleeping better? Do you like yourself more? Or are you drinking more? Taking more drugs, doing all those things to get through your day or to get through the world as it is. Just saying, you should be able to be content with who you are. You should be able to be content with who you are and with what you have. If your mind is driving you to have more and more and more, look into that. Do you really want to do that? You can add things to yourself. You can learn all kinds of things. But that does not mean that you are less than and that you do not have enough. You always have enough. You can decide, I want more. But you have to know that you're always enough, that you have enough, and that you do enough. Otherwise, you will be driven constantly by your ego mind telling you more, more, more. And that is what the world teaches, and that's the game that we start to play. I will feel better if I have more. I will feel better if I have more than the next person. And that is not true. You will feel great about yourself when you realize who you truly are, what you truly are. When you realize that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. Nothing crazy, John, I'm sorry. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter, I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes. So these are the most important things to remember, that you do matter, that you are worthy and deserving, and that you are totally lovable. This is what it's all about. It's not out there getting caught up in that game that the world wants to play of more, more, more. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Now, as I said before, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as it's not taking over your whole life and that that is all that you are about. Money is a wonderful thing. Possessions are a wonderful thing. But they will not give you the peace of mind. They will not give you the satisfaction that you think they are going to give you. Because as soon as you obtain what you want, your mind will say to you, but you need more. Always. The mind, the ego mind, will never be satisfied. So you must learn how to control that and say to yourself, I have enough, I do enough, and I am enough. Rody loves the expression, or the saying by Rumi, which is, why are you in prison when the doors are wide open? The prison that we make for ourselves is with our thinking, with our thoughts, with our mind. This teaching is about mind, and it's always going to be about mind. Regardless of what I babble about up here, it has to do with your mind and what's going on in your mind. Can you shut the chatter off in your mind? Can you control your mind? Can you tell your mind what to do, or does your mind tell you what to do? The whole idea is the tail wagging the dog. And most people, the tail is wagging the dog. You're allowing your mind to run your life for you. So you have to say to yourself, who is running my life? Am I running it, or is my mind running it? And in order to do that, you must detach yourself from your thinking. Thoughts and thinking are wonderful, wonderful things, but they are not who you are. But you allow yourself to believe that your thoughts are you. You allow yourself to believe that your thinking is you. It's just thoughts. It's just thinking. The same way you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You have to keep reminding yourself of that. If not, then you allow your mind to run you. And your mind runs you because of the conditioning that you have been put through by your parents, by authority figures, and certainly by society itself and this thing that we call a television set. Because we start to believe all the things that we see on television, we start to think that that is the way life is. How many people sit around, or used to sit around, and watch soap operas and think, oh, that's the way that life is. These people are cheating and stealing and doing all this. Perhaps there are people out there that do that. But they are not all the people out there. What you see, and Rose earlier said about the news, how bad the news is. The news is only 5% of what is going on in the world. But yet we see it morning, noon, and night, and we look at that television, and we become convinced that that news is real. There's no truth in the news whatsoever. They are showing you facts, and they are only showing you 5% of what has gone on in the world. So in a day's time, you're seeing 5% of the bad stuff that's going on, and you start to believe that that's going on everywhere, and you make it 100%, and it's not. So you must concentrate on the 95% in your life. The ego mind does not like you to do that. The ego mind wants to keep you upset. The ego mind does not want you to find what we call peace of mind. It cannot stand to be quiet for one moment. I have many people who come to me and they say, I cannot meditate. My mind just keeps going and going and going. Well, you can learn to meditate. You can learn to slow your mind down. You may be only able to make your mind stop for a minute, but you have to keep training it. It's like anything else. If you want muscles, you must go to the gym and pick up the weights. If you want to learn to meditate and slow down your mind, you must train it. You must train it to do it. Otherwise, it just keeps going. And it'll take over your life for you. So, you have to know that your feelings and your emotions, yes, they are. You're having all these things, but they are not who you are. And do you want them in your life? Remember, the whole idea of this teaching is to learn to think the thought that you want to think, and to learn to feel the feeling that you want to feel. Therein lies the freedom that everyone is looking for. But we fail to do this because the world convinces us that it's not so, that it's different. And when we look at other people, and when we see the television and so forth, or read books and so forth, we say, look, that's the way people are. That's the way the situation is. It does not have to be that way. It does not have to be that way. You do not have to live in their world. You do not have to live in their universe. You can make your own world. You can make your own universe. And it's done with your thinking. It's done with your mind. It's learning to change your conditioning. We're all conditioned beings. And we, add things to that during our lifetime, but we never get rid of the basic things. And this teaching, as I said so many times, you cannot graft this teaching on top of anything. You have to get rid of all your old thinking and think absolutely new. Because a thought that you have been thinking for the longest time, an old thought will always take precedent over a new thought because it's habit. And it makes what they call grooves in your brain. And they can actually prove that they're synapses. It won't go. It always takes the road of least resistance. And if a synapse is open for the next one, the little sparks between your mind and your mind jumping around in there, it will always take that same path. You're the one who has to take another path. And that's what we have to learn to do. And when they used to say that we only use 10% of our mind, now they think we only use 5% of our mind. Now, I don't think that this thing that we call God, that we say is intelligence and has wisdom and all this, would give you a mind that you only use 5% of. You must be able to use the rest of your mind. So, for thinking purposes, say to yourself, I'm going to open new areas of thinking. I'm going to be receptive and open to a new way to think. A new way to think about what? A new way to think about myself. A new way to think about myself in this world, where I am in this world, but I am not of this world, where I am able to use my mind and my thinking the way I want to do. How do you want the world to be? You're the one who decides how the world is. And why is the world in the condition it's in? Because everyone is thinking the same thing, because there's such a thing as group mentality, or race consciousness, or what we call the race mind. And if it is thinking, people think, oh, well, then if 900 people are thinking that, it must be true. It's nothing to do with numbers. Nothing to do with numbers. You can be a majority of one. And your consciousness, one consciousness, can change anything. And we have the famous example of Gandhi. One man, one consciousness, conquered an empire. So remember how powerful you are. Learn to think for yourself. Learn to see yourself as whole and complete and perfect. And know that you absolutely matter. These are the things that you need to concentrate on, to see. And don't play that game that the world has set up for you. You can play it if you want to, but there's a much better way to go through life. And that's what this teaching is all about, to teach you to go through life differently, to give you the peace of mind that you are looking for. And you can do it. We all can do it. And you know perfectly well, when you're here, when you're around people of like mind, you feel better. When you get around people who are thinking differently than you, unless you join them, it's very difficult. And if you have more than them, than you, it becomes even more difficult. So stay around people of like mind, people that realize that this is a wonderful experience that you're going through, that life is really great. It's a marvelous gift that we were given, and that we can learn to enjoy life regardless of all the little mishaps that go on out there. And there are lots of little mishaps, situations, the human situation, all that. But you do not have to be influenced by it, and you do not have to be defeated by it. You are here to be victorious over all these things. That is the purpose for us. As human beings, we decided to carnate on this planet. And when we carnated on this planet, we came here to learn something. What did we come to learn? That we truly are made in the image and likeness of this thing that we call God. Inwardly, we are made in the image and likeness of God. That we have these God qualities within us. And we have the ability to bring them to the forefront of our life. So that we do not have to think that the world is this way. That this game that the world is playing with you, that you have to play that game. You can learn to play a different game. When you learn to play a different game, your whole life changes. You see things differently. We never see with our eyes, we see with our mind. And these are the things that we have to remember. Okay? Now, I have some cards tonight. I've brought them out for the last 3 weeks, I think. Conditions are not entities. I read this one to you a long time ago. Conditions are not entities. We are entities. Healing and demonstration take place as our mind becomes attuned to the truth of our being. The truth of our being, that we are one with this thing called God. The main thing here is to remember that conditions are not entities. We are the entity. We give conditions power because we think they have power. They have no power whatsoever. And when you realize that they have no power, they disappear. They disappear. We are the ones who build up all the things in our mind. That is the whole story in the Bible, metaphysically, of Goliath. Goliath, people looked out and no one went, oh my God. Goodness, look at that. So big. That man is so big. That man is so powerful. We might as well just flee now from it. There's no way that we can conquer that. And here was a little weakling with a slingshot, and he killed Goliath. You see, do not allow the Goliath in your life to take over. You have a slingshot. What is that slingshot? That slingshot is the faith that you have in yourself by knowing that you are worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And that that's what is in front of you right now, that big Goliath, is not an entity. It is a condition. And it has no power whatsoever, and yet you have the power to slay it. And this is what you must do. This is how we look at the Bible metaphysically. All the stories in the Bible have a metaphysical meaning. Excuse me. The Bible is written on many different levels of consciousness. That is why we also have that statement, "In my Father's house, there are many mansions." There are many states of consciousness going on. There are many ways to read the Bible. You can read it literally, or you can read it metaphysically. When you read it metaphysically, you will see that it's talking about mind and mind alone and the things that go on in mind, like the big Goliath, and that you have power over that. Everything in the Bible is victorious, and everything in your life is meant to be victorious. You are meant to conquer everything because you're one with God, and nothing can take over God. One of the basic insights of truth is the awareness of our things may happen around you and things may happen to you, but the only things that really count are the things that happen in you. What is happening in your thinking? See, you get concerned with what's going on the outside of life. You get concerned at what's going on in the world. That has nothing to do with anything. What is going on inside of you? What's going on inside of you is the only thing that you have control over. You never have control over anything on the outside of life. But you can control what's going on inside of you. What do we mean by control what's going on inside of you? What thoughts are you thinking? What thoughts are you thinking about yourself? Do you know how wonderful you are? Do you know how marvelous you are? Do you know that you are one with this thing called God? Do you know that this thing called God is very pleased with you? Do you know that? That God is very pleased with you? You see. But maybe you're not pleased with yourself. But you have to change that. No one can do that for you. I don't care how much therapy you go through, how many classes you come to, until you make up your mind that you are a wonderful human being, no one can do it for you. You have to do that for yourself. You have to come to that conclusion. Remember what Mary Baker Eddy said. You must argue with your mind like a lawyer before a judge, and you must always make sure that you win. Always make sure that you win. Here are four items to remember. We are already done. We are already done. There's nothing needs to be added to us. Therefore, we are enough, just the way we are. We are enough. There's only one of us here. We're not you and I. There's only one. There's only God individualized through us. We are in residence to our own world. To our own world, we resound to this world. We vibrate with the world around us. And the technology of prayer allows direct access to our bodies and anything else, all the creative forces of our world. You see, prayer is the technology that brings that into view. The technology of prayer allows direct access to our bodies, one another, and the creative forces of our world. through this technology called prayer. Call it whatever you want to call it. We're just calling it prayer. It makes no difference. We can call it prayer. We can call it treatment. You can call it talking to yourself. It doesn't matter. But it is the technology that connects us. Remember, if you want to make progress on the path and ascend to the places you have longed for, the important thing is not to think much, but to love much. And so, do whatever best awakens you to love. Awaken yourself to love. Love of what? Love of yourself. The world teaches you that that's an awful thing. The world's come to the point where it'll teach self-confidence now. And it will not teach self-love. It has never does, and it probably never will. You must teach yourself that. You must learn to love yourself. There is no other way to go through life. To go through life without loving yourself is to have missed the whole point of this wonderful journey that you're on. There is nothing that you have ever done, nothing that you have ever experienced that could make you less than love. It's always been with you and will always be with you. It is who you are. You are love. And you must remember that. You must see that in yourself. And we all have these situations. I have them all the time where I get upset with myself or I get upset with other people. And love goes out the window. Well, just watch it go out and bring it right back in again. Do not punish yourself for doing those things. This is a mind. We're learning to train it. Remember the idea of the little puppy? You wouldn't let a little puppy poop and puddle in your house, but yet you let your mind poop and puddle on you all the time. Don't let your mind do that to you. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You must train it. You must train it to think the thought that you want to think. To think the thought that you want to think. And it starts inside of you, and it starts with this idea of love. Love for yourself. Love for yourself. I told the story years ago, and I'll tell it again, about the young people that came to town, and the mother sent the children off to church, and they wound up at a religious science church. And when they came home from Sunday school, the mother said, "Well, what did you learn at church or Sunday school today?" And the kids said, "Oh, we learned wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me." And the mother said, "Well, we can't send you back there. We can't send you back there." This is the attitude of people, that if you think that you're wonderful, you're going to be conceited, you're going to be stuck up, you're going to be this, that, and the other thing. But this is the only way that you're going to find peace, you're going to find happiness, is to learn to love yourself and realize that you truly are wonderful. That you truly are wonderful. So if your mind tells you anything less than that, or that something has to be added to you, don't play that game with your mind. Tell your mind, "I am enough, I have enough, and I do enough." And then start to be a human being instead of a human doing. Most people are out there racing around doing, 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 doing. Why? Because they have to be busy. Otherwise, their mind turns in on them. And if you take a moment in silence, what does your mind say to you? It has to tell you that you are completely connected to this thing called God, that you are filled with nothing but love. Regardless if you think, "I hate this, I hate that," regardless of what your mind is telling you, it's a lie. Your mind has never told you the truth. It will never tell you the truth. So tell it to go back to the nothingness from whence it came, and then start to think of yourself as the wonderful human being that you truly are. I've read this so many times to you, and I'll do it again. Every man takes the limits of his own vision for the limits of the world. your own. Every man takes the limits of his own vision for the limits of the world. So, because if you think you can't, you can't. And then you think that's the way it is. And it's not the way it is. Give up any limitations that you have. Tell yourself that you are unlimited. You cannot say that you're one with this thing called God and have any type of limits going on. God is unlimited. That's why we make that statement. All things are possible with God. So, you are an unlimited human being. And that's what you must think, even when your mind can't think past that. You have to know that. This is why it's so important to know that you are not your mind, that you can become a witness to your own thinking, that you can stand beside yourself and see what you're doing. That's what the Buddhists mean by detach yourself. Do not become attached to things. See? Because you're not those things. You're not those things. So you detach yourself so that you can see what's going on. So that you can see yourself sitting here in the chair. So you can see yourself talking. So you can see all that. There's something going on here. But I'm over here watching the whole thing. This is what you have to know. This is what you have to know. Okay. We do not see the world the way it is. We see it the way we are. We don't see the world the way it is. We see the world the way we are. What does that mean? That means we see the world through our beliefs, our attitudes, our opinions, our viewpoints, our beliefs. We're the one that is making the world. So when you learn to change your thinking, you can change your life. When you realize that you are playing a game with the world, you can stop playing that game and you can start seeing yourself in a whole new and different way as the wonderful, marvelous individuals that we all are, that we are connected to the universe itself, that this universe would be incomplete without us, that it needs us, that there's an interconnection going on with everything and everybody. Interconnection going on. This is not only a thinking process. You're not going to get it through thinking. You have to get it through knowing, through an awareness, through an aha experience. And you can all do that. We can all do that. So learn not to play the game that the world is setting up for you. It will get you absolutely nowhere, and it will never bring you peace of mind. Peace of mind comes from within inside of you by realizing that you are one with this thing called God, that you truly are a wonderful human being, and that you are worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.